Phil Hendry Show on KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio. We had a tornado hit downtown Nashville the other day, and I don't know if you heard about this, but it was devastating to the point where there were a lot of people injured. I don't think there were any fatalities, but they had to condemn two buildings, a tornado in the city of Nashville. I don't know how often tornadoes have actually hit urban centers like that. I mean, right in the middle, in the heart of a city. But I lived in Florida for a few years. I saw firsthand the effects of a tornado that hit the apartment building right next door to mine. And it could have been my building, but for whatever reason, I was living right that day. It hit the building next to mine, and it lifted the roof right off of this building onto a guy's brand spanking new Cadillac. This guy had a gorgeous Seville convertible parked right out in front of his apartment, and the roof came up, off, and over onto the guy's Cadillac and just flattened this thing, just turned it into rolling garbage. There was one fatality in Nashville. We're going to get Jim Sadler. Dr. Jim Sadler is with us, and you have seen tornadoes yourself firsthand, correct, Jim?
Phil, I can tell you what you're saying. It's a terrifically horrifying thing to watch one of these rear up on the horizon, and you've seen the tapes.
Oh, they're like huge, these monoliths, right?
Yes. I don't think even seeing the movie Twister as accurate as that film was can ever really capture what it's like to be within several miles of a funnel cloud and to see what these things do. It's terribly, terribly devastating.
What can I ask you, what is a tornado? People ask, we don't know, what causes it? What is it?
Well, a tornado, very simply, Phil, is a circular winds which have been clocked upwards of, in some cases, 700 miles per hour. There are five classifications that has to do with wind speed, but a tornado can get up to several hundred miles per hour, and it is a funnel of wind and debris that stretches from the Earth's point zero terminus to a cloud layer extending overhead.
What causes them?
What causes a tornado is simply two opposite wind streams. In much the same way that one might take your hands and spin a top on a tabletop, wind begins to turn in a circular motion in a tornado when there is a very strong force of wind going one way and there's a very strong force of wind going in exactly the opposite direction. You could even try this with a friend. Put your faces close together, side to side, and blow in opposite directions, and you can create a circular motion of wind like that. And that's essentially what can create a tornado, is this enormous speed of wind, like two cars going in the opposite direction down the street, one car going one way, the other going the other way. When you have two streams of wind going in opposite directions, it creates a circular motion of air in the middle, and that creates a tornado, which then extends up to the cloud of the layers. And it's a devastating...
What causes the wind speed?
What causes the wind speed is when there are clouds, when there's moisture, it is very heavy, and the air gets very heavy. And as it is weighing down on the Earth and on the atmosphere, with the sun beating down on the clouds, creating a great deal of heat, that agitates the air. And that causes the air to speed up. And it causes the funnel cloud to reach the Earth because the air is very heavy from the rain. So you've got very heavy rain-soaked air. You have the heat from the sun. You have wind going in opposite directions. And that creates a tornado. And the tornado, of course, is most readily observed during the windy part of the year, which is generally about this time of year.
So that's January to what?
The windy part of the season is anywhere from January to June or February to June. And it's quite a difficult time of year to deal with these winds going.
All right, now you, I know we're in Washington recently lobbying the government concerning the FAA and air regulation.
Well, one of the reasons why we have tornadoes still increasingly in urban areas is because of air traffic. You have huge airports which sustain enormous numbers of flights every day going in and out. The actual airspeed that aircraft reaches creates this windy situation that I was telling you about, which causes the air to begin to spin and vibrate. And that's why we are saying to the federal government, and we've talked to the FAA about this, that during the windy part of the year, we feel that air traffic must be limited in and out of the major urban centers, because the tremendous amount of speed that these planes reach, causing the air to flow along with it. And if you have two planes going in opposite directions, say for instance, Phil, there's a plane taking off and one landing, and they're within a mile of each other.
Right.
Well, what happens is the plane taking off and the plane landing create this stream of air going in opposite directions, which causes the air in the middle to go in circular motion, which suddenly causes that the tornado to begin. And it's a devastating thing to see, and certainly something that can be avoided.
Why do we see tornadoes in places like the southeast and not out west?
Well, you have flat land out there, whereas out west here you don't see as many in Southern California because of the mountains, and the mountains act as like a jetty almost. It breaks up the waves, and in much the same way a jetty breaks up waves, mountains break up the tornadoes. So these are things to keep in mind. It's important to remember during the windy part of the season to keep a fan going in your house at all times.
I was going to ask you, I was in Iowa. Oh, gosh, it's been about 10 years. I was in Iowa, was traveling across country, and it was tornado weather. There was no doubt about it, because we saw the clouds hanging low in the sky. There was an awful lot of that opposite wind, I guess, that was going on.
Right. The wind's going in opposite directions, right?
And so my friend was ready to bust out a window in the motel room, because you need to equalize pressure.
Really, what you need to do is if you're in a tornado situation, you need to turn a fan on, you need to get the air circulating so as to mitigate the effects of the tornado. If you have spinning air going in one direction and you can get air going in the opposite direction after the tornado has been created, if you can turn on a ceiling fan, that will force the wind away from your house. But you need to open up the windows, open up the doors.
All right, now you're talking about turning on a ceiling fan.
Turn on a ceiling fan, get the air moving in your house so that when the tornado comes near, that moving air will now start to slow it down. And this is something that they have discovered the number of places, and I think it works very well.
All right, so if there is a tornado in the area, turn on a ceiling fan or...
Turn on a ceiling fan, open up the windows. Another thing that helps is if you get, for instance, a large blanket or a large sheet or something, and if you hold it out in front of the house and create wind currents, whatever you can do, move the air around in front of your home. I'd liken this still to people who hose down their roofs when there's a fire. If you see a tornado coming, get the air moving around your house. So turn a ceiling fan on and turn on an air conditioner. Open up the doors and the windows. Get friends or relatives to help you move the air around in front of your house.
Dr. Jim Sadler is with us. We're talking about tornadoes. That one that hit Nashville was so newsworthy, because it was right in an urban area, a major downtown area. It busted out windows. One person was killed. There was, I think, 100 injuries, and they had two buildings condemned. Now, we don't get a lot of tornadoes here in Los Angeles, but we do get them. And when we do, what do you do? Eagle Rock on KFI AM 640. Hello.
Yes, hi. Mr. Sadler, I don't think that airplanes is the thing that makes tornadoes go.
Well, I'm talking about the wind streams going in opposite directions.
Right. You're saying the airplanes stirring up some sort of...
Not airplanes. I'm talking about jets.
Jets, right.
Reach those speeds that can create the atmospheric conditions suitable for the formation. direction of a tornado?
It's I'm not really an expert, but all I know is I think the warm air rises too fast and the cold air rises too, falls down too fast, and it kind of makes like a whirlpool, kind of like in water.
Well, I don't know where you could have heard that.
Right, I saw in science. I didn't really remember much in school.
That's not true.
Well, I didn't remember.
What did you say? Warm air rises and cold air.
Cold air falls when it falls too fast. Two fronts meet.
That is a theory.
Right.
That was first, I think, proffered at the University of Nebraska when they did the first meteorological test. But those have been debunked.
So you're saying there's a jet plane theory?
What you're talking about is wind shear.
Right.
What happens with wind shear is the cold air lowers, the warm air rises, and as the warm air rises, the clouds are sucked up with it.
Okay.
Right, so the clouds go from being very low and they get higher and higher.
Right.
That's wind shear. And you can create an awful lot of devastation with that because of the obvious fog and low-flying elements.
Yeah, but I never heard of the jet plane theory, the thing.
Well, it's very commonly known among meteorologists. Whirlpools are caused by the alignment of motorboats and their engines, creating water movement in much the same way.
Wait. Were you saying a whirlpool?
For instance, a funnel, a water spout.
Yeah.
Much of the diesel and the motorboat traffic that we've got these days is created by... That the whirlpools are created by that.
Shoot. No, that's not the way. You're saying that when there were no boats, how were there whirlpools? You're saying there weren't any whirlpools?
Well,
what's that?
I'm saying you're the one with the degree from the University of California, correct?
Right. No, I have no degree.
That's what I mean. I'm the one with it.
Right.
See, I'm just so I with my degree and
what year did you graduate?
I graduated 1961.
1961?
That's right.
And they said that there were whirlpools caused by the jet boats.
There's an argument for sailboats. Is that what you're telling me?
Not the sailboats, no.
Well, you said that how were they created before motorboats?
Right.
Whirlpools and water spouts are created by motorboats.
Right, now they are.
What were they created by before, the fishers?
They were created by the old tall ships, schooners and things like that.
Real strong, buff fish is what you're saying causes whirlpools before the motorboat?
I said sailboats. But what I'm attempting to make clear to you is that what you have is a funnel cloud created by the movement of the air, which is certainly assisted by jet aircraft and the like.
All right. Thank you very much, sir, for your call. 1-800-521-KFI in Orange County, 521-KFI in L.A. County. Let me just ask you again about water spouts. There is an argument that water spouts are created by motorized boats.
By motorized boats, that's correct. Because you've got an enormous amount of the new motorized internal combustion engine ships, and these have created a devastating effect on the environment, Phil, since the dawn of the Industrial Revolution. We've seen so many things change. The water spouts, as they occurred in antiquity or during the days of the old sailing ships, the theory is out. But now we can pretty much point to the fact that today's water spouts are caused by racing boats, by cabin cruisers, and by the proliferation of these enormous renovated yachts and things like that.
Dr. Jim Sadler is with us. We're talking about tornadoes, what causes them, and how they can be prevented, and what to do in the event that one may strike Los Angeles. Certainly one in Nashville was a real eye-opener and created quite a bit of mayhem down there. Fortunately, there were not more people injured. There was flying glass, all kinds of craziness going on in downtown Nashville, a major urban center, when a tornado hit there yesterday. And Dr. Jim Sadler is on the line with us. We're talking about tornadoes, what causes them, how we can avoid them, and certainly help not to experience what the people in Nashville experienced just the other day. Los Angeles on KFI AM 640. Hello.
Hi. Dr. Sandler, I think you're a nut. I'm from Washington, D.C. I work in the lobbying business. I got a friend that works at the National Oceanographic and Atmospheric Science Center in Bethesda, Maryland, and the theory that boats cause whirlpools in the ocean is completely bizarre. I would have loved to have been a fly on the wall sitting there as you were trying to lobby some scientist or bureaucrat claiming that planes need to stop flying.
Well, I'm not saying that my theories are universally embraced. They are maverick. They are considered to be maverick in some circles, but I must caution
you. How is it that I have never heard of something like this? This is just like Phil Henry's, experts last night talking about alien babies and stuff.
Well, that was some woman who was nuts.
I have to caution the caller that I am universally recognized as an expert, and that while my theories...
Where have you been published?
My theories may be maverick.
Universally recognized... Who are you recognized by? What is the
meteorological? I'm a member of the American Meteorological Association.
So you pay your dues. You go to the conferences. Where have you published recently?
I've not published recently.
Recently, within the past decade, since the Concorde started flying, because you know that flies pretty fast, and that would probably impact the air also.
Well, don't get me started on the Concorde. If you're being serious.
No, I mean, you're talking about airspeeds here. I would imagine there must be hundreds and hundreds of tornadoes occurring across the North Atlantic at any time during the day.
Don't get me started on the military, because I can tell you a lot of things. And while
I was talking about the Concorde. I wasn't talking about the military.
That is the military.
Oh, okay.
I can tell you a lot of my theories are considered maverick, but by the same token, a lot of my theories are embraced by a number of people. Could I ask you a question?
You can ask me a question.
I understand that when you call a talk show many times, they ask you to turn your radio down.
My radio is turned down.
What do I hear in the background?
Probably the traffic on the 701.
The 701.
Or 710, or whatever the hell freeway I am on. I was so entertained by the theories that large whirlpools are occurring across the Pacific now because endless boats are traveling in circles.
Do you have another person in the vehicle with you?
I do. What does this have to do with the military, the Concorde, and whirlpools?
Who is he?
Well, I'd have to ask the caller to please watch his language.
Yes, you do. I'm sorry
all right,
about
that's
that.
Perfectly all right. Dr. Sadler, I think the man's asking you some questions.
Just establish your credibility. You say,
the questions,
Dr. Sadler, you talked about being...
I have no idea how many so-called natural disasters have been caused by the military, if that's what your question is.
I'm talking about your credibility. You say you're...
Let me jump in here and ask the question of the caller. What are you debunking? What are you calling? What are you basically calling into question?
The entire concept that tornadoes are caused by plane speeds, one, and two, that whirlpools are endemic to boats traveling in speeds around the water.
Have you ever been there?
And then I haven't even begun to touch upon the Concorde and military disasters yet, but that's a whole other subject.
Have you ever been in a tornado?
I have seen tornadoes from afar.
Right.
We had to open our windows when typhoons have approached, when tornadoes have
We
didn't turn on the air conditioner, though. It was a bit warm.
Air movement is what you need. And if you can get the air moving in front of your house with a large blanket, if you can get a fan going, it works.
Trust me, the sight of a typhoon or a tornado, the last thing on anybody's mind in my family was to go outside and start hanging blankets from the laundry.
Well, I can tell you this much.
You open your windows, you go down into the cellar, or hopefully you're on vacation somewhere else.
I am saying to you that these are theories that are considered maverick but are embraced by a great many.
Dr. Sandler, I'm using that term loosely here. I was asking a question about your credibility. Where have you been published, and who accepts these theories? This is the first time I've ever heard about it, and I thought I was an educated person.
I was published in 1981 in the American Meteorological Journal.
You were. What month? Trust me, I am going to go look this one up.
In October of 1981. 1981.
October 1981. And you specifically address the topic of
air currents influx.
Yes. Okay. I would highly encourage all your listeners, Mr. Henry, to go and find out this.
That is in the American Meteorological Journal of
October of 1981.
Right.
And
right.
it is a paper entitled Air Currents in Flux.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Thank you for your call, sir. 1-800-521-KFI in Orange County, 521-KFI in LA County. You mentioned that the motion picture Twister was a fairly accurate depiction.
Absolutely. And there is more evidence, too, in the movie Twister, I think. It had some Hollywood aspects, no doubt about it, but those dimensions were correct.
Venice on KFI AM 640. Hello.
Hello, how are you doing? I have a question about your theory. If it's true that jets cause tornadoes, then why don't we see, or do we see, a correlation between, say, areas around Chicago O'Hare Airport? And wouldn't there be a high?
Oh, absolutely. Chicago O'Hare is in a tornado, what is called a tornado birth canal or corridor. Oh, absolutely. There are tornadoes in suburban Chicago all the time.
I haven't heard about it recently.
Well, so not every tornado is published, not every tornado is destructive. But there
what about other airports? Is there a correlation between...
It depends upon the topography. But definitely, if you're talking about Chicago, you're right there in the Midwest.
All right, thanks for the call. Let's go to Rialto on KFI AM 640. Hello.
Hey, Phil?
Or not Rialto. Here's Rialto on KFI AM 640. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Yeah, this guy don't know what he's talking about.
Turn your radio down, okay, there, Clem? Is it down?
Hello?
Yeah. Is it down?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, this sucker here, he don't know what he's talking about. Let me tell you.
Okay, so you got a fake southern accent. Anything else you got to offer tonight?
Yeah.
Okay, 1-800-521-KFI in Orange County, 521-KFI in L.A. County. Dr. Jim Sadler on the line with us here talking about, I mean, if you're going to come on with a bad voice, I mean, Jesus.
I know, Phil. It pisses me off, too, when I hear people doing fake voices. It just...
I know. It's nuts. 1-800-521-KFI Orange County, 521-KFI in L.A. County. Dr. Jim Sadler, we're talking about tornado theories, and we're talking about how they get started, why they are popular in some parts of the country, and as opposed to others. In the southeast, where you have a lot of that flat land, obviously they're going to get going.
Well, the south, Phil, and there's a number of reasons why. The south is perhaps one of the biggest areas for tornadoes, not just because of topography, but you have to look at their history. This is where the Civil War started as a result of a little thing called slavery. And there obviously is some connection, I think, between the sick moral birth of the Southeast and the tornadoes. And
you say what he's saying, metaphysical?
I'm saying that there's a question of karma and cause and effect. And I think the main reason why a tornado hit Nashville, Tennessee, is because there used to be slavery in that part of the country, and the people there must pay for it.
Very interesting. We have Dr. Jim Sadler on the line at 1-800-521-KFI in Orange County, 521-KFI in L.A. County. Phil Henry Show here. Dr. Jim Sadler on the line. We're talking about tornadoes, the tornado specifically that hit Nashville, Tennessee, what they are, what causes them. Dr. Sadler, you, before we went to the news, had a metaphysical, if you will, explanation for a lot of tornadoes. I suppose you could... You could give the same explanation for a lot of phenomenon, natural phenomenon, period.
Well, Phil, it's true. If you look at the history of the South, where there was so much in the way of the disrespect of human life for so many hundreds of years, that now in Florida, in Louisiana, recently in Alabama, I don't think there's any coincidence that in Birmingham, Alabama, last week we had these devastating tornadoes. In Nashville, Tennessee, you had these devastating tornadoes. In Louisiana, in Mississippi, all through this area that we're talking about is an area that at one time supported and nurtured the notion of human enslavement. And in much the same way that the theory was proffered that hippies and beatniks were reincarnated American Indians, it's very possible that the spirits of so many dead slaves are rising up and creating havoc in an area of the country that at one time held little, if any, currency with human dignity. And
this is a very, very far out sort of a paranormal explanation, and I wonder if this has any place in a discussion of science.
I think it does. I think it does. And this is where I differ from an awful lot of my colleagues on this.
All right, here's Ventura on KFI AM 640. Hello.
Hi.
Yes.
How is a small volume of air supposed to...
Okay, now let me ask you a question. You got a radio turned up someplace? Or are you wearing headphones, or what's going on?
Okay, well, how is this a small volume of air is supposed to affect a large volume of air? I mean, if you got a plane flying along at 800 miles an hour, it's only moving a small amount of air. It's not going to affect, you know, something like a tornado or a hurricane or anything like that.
Well, which specifically are you asking me about, the plane or the movement of air to mitigate the tornado?
I mean, if you got a small volume of air, like a plane or even a jet aircraft, it's only moving a small amount of cubic air. It's not going to cause a tornado or anything like that unless you've already got a condition right for it.
Yes, well, it's exactly correct. And that's why I put forth the theory in terms of this, that if you have enough of these jet streams created and these jet wakes created, you're going to have a tornado.
Right. So you need about like 2,000 aircrafts per hour to cause something that's significant.
Which you have in and out of these airports, absolutely. But I'm more interested in the theory of karma. What do you think about that?
Karma.
The reason why they have tornadoes in the South is because they enslaved people.
I think you're way out there, dude.
Why? Hello? Are you there? Okay. But that's my theory.
Well, I think I agree with the guy. I think it's way out there.
Think about it. What about Utah? There is one part of this country where no natural disasters, and in fact no real human-created disasters, and in fact hardly any real bad stuff ever happens. Do you know where that is? Phil?
Yeah, I'm trying to think. Where no natural disasters, no nothing.
Right.
Where? At Disneyland?
Other than Disneyland.
I guess you're going to say Utah.
Absolutely. The state of Utah, a state that was founded by religious pilgrims, a state that was founded in the cradle of belief in God. Utah never has any tornadoes, any hurricanes, any terrible, devastating blizzards, nothing. Utah has very little, if any, crime. Utah has an exemplary urban landscape, excuse me, called Salt Lake City. Utah never has ever been affected or infected in the manner that many of these other states have. So what I'm saying to you is there is something to the theory that the people in the South, because of slavery, deserve the tornadoes, and the people in Utah don't get tornadoes because they're religious.
But there's a lot of religious people in the South.
But they enslave people. The Mormons, they don't attract tornadoes.
Mormons don't attract tornadoes.
Have they ever had one? Have they ever had a hurricane? Have they ever had any devastating natural disaster in Utah? The answer is no. You can't argue evidence, Phil. You can talk all you want about how crazy I am. You can't argue.
Utah, because they're religious?
They have anti-disaster insurance from Jesus Christ.
Banning on KFI AM 640. Hello?
Yes.
Yes.
My theory, and I've heard this all my life, the cold air it comes down from the north and commingles with the warm air. And in the areas where the tornadoes are born, that's the way it happens.
Well, no, that isn't the way it happens, but that's very nice of you to think that.
And
does.
the Just let me tell you.
I'm a doctor.
When I was in this.
Ma'am.
Yes.
I'm a doctor.
Well, I don't care what you are. I've been in tornadoes, and I know what kind of wind does it. And
well,
when this happened, there weren't any airplanes flying over and creating the air like that. There were no airplanes.
Oh, no, the airplanes are gone by then, but they've already
created. Their airplanes have not.
The airplanes are gone by then, but they've already created.
No, there were no airplanes flying when I was that age.
Well, ma'am, I don't mean to ask you how old you are, but can I ask you what year?
I'm 84 years old, and I was in an air.
What year was this that you're talking about?
1914.
Oh, there were airplanes. World War I had broken out. Of course there were airplanes.
But you were talking about jet planes. There weren't any jet planes in those days.
There were limited-use jet planes at that time, very secret.
Well, I...
That they were using. Now, let me ask you, did you go out front and wave a towel?
Listen, I was coming home from school.
Right.
I had no towel to wave.
You didn't wave a towel? Like the Pittsburgh Steeler games?
I think you just don't know.
No, ma'am, I want to ask you, what do you think about my theory that they have tornadoes in the South because the people down there deserve them?
No, that's not right.
Well, it's the same principle as AIDS being a punishment against gays. The same idea.
Oh, this
what?
Ridiculous.
What's wrong with that?
No, I just think...
What country were you living in when you were in 1914?
Oklahoma.
Where's that?
It's in the United States. I thought you were an educated man.
Well, I know, but what part?
You don't know where Oklahoma is.
No, I'm sorry. What part?
In Oklahoma?
Yes, what part of the America is that?
It's in the Midwest.
I don't know what...
Have you got a map, doctor?
Right. Is it near Maine?
No, it's not near Maine. Maine is in the north.
All right. I'm looking at a map now. I'm having a difficult time finding it. Can you help me?
Well, I would say that if you're an educated man, you should know where the states are.
Well, I saw the musical.
You don't live Hollywood when you're doing things of this sort. When you're trying to tell somebody what causes this,
I'm simply saying that the reason why there are hurricanes. Here's Brazil. Is it no? Oklahoma's in the United States, correct? Is this the place where the wind comes sweeping behind the rain? Hello.
Yes. Well.
Or is it the wind comes
It's one of the states. Apparently,
Dr. Sadler, Oklahoma is north of Texas.
Oh, all right. Hold on.
I would think that someone that professes to be an educated man should know where the
Illinois
countries are.
And here's America. This is the country. Louisiana.
It's north of Texas.
It's British Columbia.
Do you know where Texas is?
I'm afraid I don't.
Okay.
I've been in Texas. I've been in all the states.
Is Texas where they have the pipeline, right?
Yeah.
Have you been in all the states, ma'am? Ma'am?
I have been across the country several times.
So you've been in North Dakota?
Yes, I've been in North Dakota.
And you've been in Texas?
I've been in Canada.
Can you tell me where Texas is?
Texas is next door to Oklahoma.
Well, where is that? I'm trying to find it on the map here.
Will you come on and find it on a map?
I can't find it.
Well, I'm wasting your time and mine.
No, I'm just... Have you seen the Eiffel Tower?
But if you know anything about what causes tornadoes...
Yes. Tornadoes are caused by God's punishment of the Southerner for having slavery.
There's very little you know about it.
Oh, you're telling me God doesn't do it to punish Southerners for slavery?
I would say that
I think he is.
I
think he is.
Well, I think you're crazy.
You know that London Bridge is in Arizona? I just saw this.
Okay, we don't care about
sure.
that.
They went over and brought it over here.
Yeah, they did. Did you hear about that?
Well,
excuse me.
I live very short distance from the London Bridge.
Brick by brick.
Okay. Thank you very much, ma'am, for your call. 1-800-521-KFI, Orange County.
I'm surprised that...
Well, I can't believe the guy. Can you find Oklahoma on a map?
I'm trying trying to tell people what happens.
Well, where is Oklahoma? Just give me an idea. Just give me an idea.
Oklahoma has Missouri on the east side and Texas on the south. And
nope, I can't see it.
Well, oh, come on, will you?
I can't find it.
That's too bad.
Florida?
When you hang up the phone, see if you can't...
is that where Oklahoma City is?
I know where Oklahoma City is.
Is it in Oklahoma? Because I think I see it right here on the map.
Well, it's in Oklahoma.
All right, thank you very much for your call, man. 1-800-521-KFI in Orange County, 521-KFI. Is it near Maine?
That's where they blew the bomb up in the Everglades, it didn't?
They didn't blow up a bomb in the Everglades. They crashed a plane in the Everglades. Dr. Jim Sadler with us. We're talking about tornadoes in Oklahoma, or not tornadoes, in Nashville. And you got this Oklahoma thing on my brain. And that they don't have disasters in Utah?
Correct, Phil. Because of the Mormons, because of the religious base of the state, no real disasters in Utah.
All right, interesting. We've got at least one caller from Utah here. Hawthorne on KFI AM 640. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
You know, I'm always interested in what your crackpot du jour has to say, but this one is just beyond it. Because to use Utah as his example of a place that doesn't have natural disasters proves only that he's never been there. I'm from Utah.
No trackable natural disasters that have ever occurred in Utah.
Excuse me, you don't call avalanches a natural disaster?
An avalanche is...
Have you ever seen a lake effect snow?
It does not kill hundreds of people, an avalanche.
Excuse me!
An avalanche, number one, Phil, for the most part, is man-made. And I don't know who this...
You've never seen a natural avalanche? What? You clearly are no kind of scientist.
How many people have seen a natural avalanche?
Plenty. They happen all the time.
Where are these people? Certainly not in the sound of all...
Avalanches happen naturally as a result of the weight of snow, just like tornadoes happen naturally as the result of upper winds.
If you're from Utah, I'm sure you've seen them, but there's a handful of people that live in Utah. An avalanche is snow.
We have no clue what you're talking about. You've never lived through a Utah winter. You don't know what a blizzard looks like. How can you say we don't have them?
There are blizzards. They do not happen in Utah as a rule. Utah in winter is an oxymoron.
And you've never seen floods either like we get in Utah.
Ma'am, I don't know. What part of Utah are you from?
I'm from Salt Lake City. Do you know what the last El Nino did to
them? Excuse me. There's no avalanches in Salt Lake City. Hello.
Excuse me?
Did the snow fall from the top of the Mormon Tabernacle Choir?
I grew up 15 minutes from Snowbird. Trust me, I've seen avalanches.
Are you kidding me? There's no avalanches in Salt Lake City.
I grew up 15 minutes from Snowbird. Trust me, there are such things as natural avalanches.
You're Mormon, aren't you?
That has nothing to do with it.
You're Mormon, aren't you?
Yes.
You people drive me nuts. You're so brainwashed.
You know what?
So brainwashed.
That's got nothing to do with the fact that I've lived in the winter and weather's got nothing to do with how a place was founded. You are just... Your argument, even metaphysically, makes no sense.
And you and your underwear. What is up with that?
What's up with you and yours? Do you have some particular affinity for it?
I'm talking about the Mormon underwear.
Frankly,
what are you doing? Are you talking about
wear any different underwear than anybody else does, but that's not the point. The point is that you don't know what you're talking about.
Are you plowing the road right now? Because I'm hearing all kinds of noise.
I'm driving.
What is that? I think you better pull over. I think you dropped a lifter. Oh, God, that's...
You should find out facts about things before you try and use them in an argument.
I have never seen a headline that says avalanche in Utah. I've never seen
a headline... That's because it is Utah, and most of the rest of the nation ignores it the same way they do Wyoming, Montana, and Idaho.
No, Montana, we always hear about blizzards and stuff up there. And Idaho, we're always...
You need to just pay attention to what you're arguing and make sure that you're right, and you're not. Now, I don't have anything else to say, because clearly you're not rational enough to talk. Goodbye.
I'm wrong that God doesn't punish Mormons. Hello? Well, there you go.
There I go what?
There she goes.
There she goes what?
I win.
How do you figure you won that one?
Because she,
No, I don't know. How do you figure you won?
She got all frustrated and then left, and I win.
Listen, Doc, You said that there's a...
I'm Jim Sadler. I'm a winner. There are losers and winners. Put me in the winner column.
Doc, you said that there were no natural disasters in Utah, and we just heard a lady who lived there say that there were.
Well, I'm of a differing opinion.
Really? Have you lived there?
Not so as you'd notice.
Los Angeles on KFI AM 640. Hello.
Hi, yes. I just wanted to have another comment for the doctor this evening.
Yes, ma'am. I'm Dr. Sadler.
Yes, good evening. Just wanted to tell you that my brother lives in Utah, and I have it firsthand from him. He's a mail carrier. He has trekked through 9-foot snow to deliver the mail. He lives in the outskirts of a town. They do get blizzards there. They
now you're
also
calling
have...
me from the Indianapolis 500.
They've also had earthquakes, even though they're not very large. They do get earthquakes there, and I would consider those a natural disaster. There's other things they've had as well. So I think that you would need to get your facts in a row and do a little more research before going on the air and telling people these things.
I didn't know it sucked so bad in Utah.
I'm sorry, what?
I said I didn't know it sucked so bad in Utah.
Yeah, it does smell very bad in Utah.
I didn't say snow, I said suck.
I can't understand what you're saying. You're breaking up. I can't hear you.